We are in Canto 3, Chapter 9, and we have seen up to verse number 15 in our last session. In verse number 15, Brahma ji says, Yes, avatar guna karma vidambanani namani ye asubhigame vivasagrinanti. One who remembers the Lord, his guna, his karma, and according to his karma, names are also given like Devaki Nandan, Janardhan, or Kansa Nikandanam. Different names are given. So if you remember any name at the time of death, then what will happen? You will reach Lord. And the science behind it, we have already seen, the last thought governs our journey. Therefore, if you are able to take at that time, you will reach Lord. And if you take that name at the time of death, then what happens? Naika janma malam sahasa eva hitva, sahasa, all of a sudden. Anika janma mala. Anika janma mala means the vasanas, the ignorance. All of them end. Hitva. Sanyati apavritam tam ajam prapadye. You reach that tam, tam means that, ajam means which is not born. You reach that state. Now, in verse number 16, he says,
Yo vaham cha girishas cha vibhusvayam cha stittud bhava pralaye hetavatma moolam bhitva tripadva vridha ekauru prarohaha Tasmai namo bhagavate bhuvanadrumaya.
Tasmai namo bhagavate. I salute to that Lord. Lord is face to face name. Brahmaji and Lord. Paramatma is there. Yova aham. Aham means Brahma. Brahmaji is talking to or praising to Paramatma. Aham. Girishcha. Girishcha means Lord Shiva. And Vibhu. Swayamcha, Vibhu means the Vishnu. All three are like a tree whose root is Paramatma. We have seen Brahmaji being coming out from the navel lotus of Lord, Paramatma Vishnu. So he says Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, all three. They are as if three trunks coming out from you. And who are you? You are the root. And after these three trunks, then there are many branches coming out. Those branches are Prajapati, Manu, and after that, all this whole world has come out from him. Some say, instead of Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, some say, no, it is Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. Again, three guna. It amounts to same thing. Sattva Rajas three gunas came out of that Lord. To that Lord we prostrate. The same thing has been said in chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita also. Urdhamulam adhasakam asvattham prahurabhyam chandansi yasya pranani yastam veda savedvit adhoscha urdham prasasakha guna pravidha vishaya pravala adhascha mulani santani Anusantatani karmanubandhini manushyaloke. That the whole world, the root is up. Urdha mulam. Mul means root. Normally the tree root is. So why it is said urdha mulam? Because the cause is Brahman. When you make your family diagram, how do you draw? Grandfather, great grandfather, you write like this, na? Then you slowly come down. So who is the mool? So therefore the mool of the whole sansara is that Paramatma. And from that Paramatma, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh came. After that, then different another rank. Slowly, slowly, slowly they all came down. To that Paramatma, to that mighty being who stands as this mighty tree of universe, my salutation. Brahmaji said, my salutation to you. 17.
Loko vikarma nirata kushale pramattah karmanyayam tadudite bhagavat archane sve भवदर्चने स्वे यस्तावदस्य बलवानिह जीवितासां सद्दच्छिनन्त निमिषाय नमस्तु तस्मै।
लोको विकर्म निरतः कुशले प्रमत्तः, प्रमत्तः मीन्स केयरलेस हीडलेस। नाउ ही जनरलाइजिंग, दिस इज आवर स्टेट। लोकः विकर्म निरतः, दे आर ऑल एंगेज इन विकर्म। What is this vikarma? Have you heard this word earlier? It has come in Bhagavad Gita. Karmano api bodhavyam, bodhavyam cha vikarnam, akarnamascha bodhavyam, gahana karmano gati. One should know what is karma. We should also know what is vikarma. And we should also know what is akarma. The karma means the vihit karma. Vihit karma means what is stated in the scripture. It's called the vihit karma, karma. And second is akarma. What is akarma? Not doing it. What is vikarma? Doing nishiddha karma. So here Brahmaji is saying, loka vikarma nirata kusale pramatta. They are doing it kusal, with very efficiently. Nisiddha karma, all people are doing. What is this nisiddha karma? What is this nisiddha karma? There are two karma, we have discussed many times. One is the kamya karma, another is nisiddha karma. In nisiddha karma also, the kamana is there. If you fulfill your desires in a righteous way, it is kamya karma. If you fulfill your desire by unrighteous means, it is nishiddha karma. Both are kamya karma. Both are kamya karma. The difference between kamya and nishiddha karma is that when you follow the righteous way and fulfill your desire, it is kamya karma. And when you don't follow the righteous way and you fulfill your desire, it is nishiddha karma. Like example, in order to fulfill my desire, I hurt somebody. That becomes nishiddha. But Lord says, Karmani ayam tva udite bhavata archanam se. But I have created the whole world that all the actions should be my archana. Mark the word here, bhavat archane. Karmani ayam tva udite bhavat archane sve. What is archana? Do you know archana? We do the 189 archanas. Lord says that I have created the whole world that everybody is supposed to do the archana by his karma. Archana to Lord. Are we doing? No. We are doing archana to our own ego. Archana is worshipping, is it not so? Are we worshipping Lord with our own karma? That is what we are expected to do. In chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita also, it was said, Yajyarthat karmanu anyatra lokoyam karma bandana tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sangha samachara. In chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Yajyarthat anyatra, any karma which is not done as a yajna. What is yajna? Yajna means Vishnu. Vishnu means what? Ishwar. Doing action for Ishwar means what? Doing action for the happiness of the Ishwar. That is the ultimate. If you are not doing your actions for the happiness of the Lord, then anyatra, instead of worshipping Lord, you are worshipping your own ego. Therefore, karma bandhana. You are binding yourself. How are you binding yourself? The moment you get the karma phal, fruit of action, then what happens? You like it or you don't like it. The thing which you like it, you want to do it again and again. The things which you don't like it, you hate it, you don't want to visit again and again there. So we have got the list of likes and dislikes. Those are tendencies. This is called vasana. Vasana. Each action leaves its imprint. And the classic example given by the Mahatma, if you cut an onion or a lime with a knife, after cutting, the knife will smell like an onion or lime. It leaves its impression. Similarly, all karma which are not done for the happiness of the Lord will leave their impression. And that impression will bind us. So what is the righteous karma then? How to do karma? In earlier times we used to do havan. If you want to fulfill desire. The first instruction given by Shankaracharya in Sadhana Panchakam is Vedo Nitya Adhiyatam. Study the scriptures. Why study the scriptures? Because they tell you what is your goal of life, what is your duty, and how to do it. If you study scripture, then only you come to know about the goal of your life. Otherwise, we make our goal anatma vastu. At this point of time, what is our goal? The student wants to become a doctor, engineer, or a PhD in this subject. Anatma vastu. That is the goal. But don't tell to the students. Otherwise they will get derailed. So Vedo Nitya Adhiyatam, if you study in your Brahmacharya ashram, then you come to know what is the goal of life. Then second step is how to fulfill your desire. That is said there. Do puja, do worship, and you fulfill your desire. So when we fulfill our desire in the righteous way, we remember Lord. When we offer oblation, when we chant the mantra, then we say, this is, O Lord, for you, not for me. This is for you, not for me. Similarly, now in Kali Yuga we can't do the yajna. Why can't we do yajna? Because if you want to do the yajna, then ingredients should be pure, number one. And then the requirement is also very specific. For this yajna, you need a clarified butter from a cow which is 3.5 years old and should be black color. Where will you get? You will not get even pure milk here. Everything is homogenized. 2%, 1%, whole milk, whatever it is not straight from the cow. No. So how will you perform? No. Mantra ucharan. That is also not possible. We don't know Sanskrit. If at the time of chanting, instead of Lakshmi, you say Alakshmi. You know, there is a, in the mantra, A is sometimes hidden by Avagraha, is something like that. You will find in many mantra like S. That means you have to add A. So Alakshmi means they will write Lakshmi and before that there is an Avagraha. So when we are doing the puja, we say, oh, Alakshmi, you go away. Lakshmi, you come. But instead of saying Alakshmi, you say, Lakshmi, you go away. Lakshmi says, okay, I'm going. Chalo. So the mantra ucharan is very important. So that is not possible in Kali Yuga. So what can be done? Bhagavan Bhagavad Gita says, okay, you don't have to do all this thing. You do archana. Archana means you do my worship. How? By your karma. No specific karma is stated. Do by your karma only. Archana. And he said, Saha Yajna Srishtva. The whole cosmos is created with that software. Everybody is doing that yajna. Saha Yajna Praja Srishtva. I have created the whole cosmos with that. And everybody is doing. Everybody is doing. Only exception is human being. Why exception? Because Lord has given a written promise, written guarantee in Bhagavad Gita, Karman ne vadhikaraste ma phalesu kadachana. I give you the right of freedom in action. Whatever you want to do, you do. You want to speak truth, okay. I will give you the energy to say that. If you want to tell lie, okay, that also I will give you the energy to say that. It's up to you. But that freedom is given. This freedom is not given to any other kingdom, plant. The mango cannot, the mango tree cannot give you orange. Can it give you? No, that freedom is not given to them. Only we have been given this thing. So people derive sukh from the pap karma. Brahmaji says in this loka, people do the pap karma, the nishiddha karma, and they get sukha. Therefore they continue. They are not doing your worship. And they all are suffering. In chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita also we were discussing, Swakarmana tam abhyarcha siddhim bindati manavaha. Swakarmana abhyarcha. Again and again, whether you study Bhagavad or Ramayana or you were in the Sundarkand. We were discussing, I was just at that point of the Karma Yoga has come, at that time we stop, which I will take up in the next class in the Sundarkand. It's clearly stated. Hanumanji also doing the same thing. Karma Yoga. So there is in the form of a story. In Bhagavad also it is being said the same thing. In Bhagavad Gita also says the same thing. So we should follow that. Loko vikarma nirata. Vikarma means prohibited action. Nirata kusale pramatta. Kusale pramatta. Efficiently they are doing. They will plan very well. If they have a group of robbers, they want to rob a bank, they will plan it very perfectly. What time they have to do, what to do, and when to enter, when to come out, and this and that. In India, in one of the bank, they made a, what is called a surang, a tunnel, and they entered into the vault straight. Now imagine how many days they took to make a tunnel, and they knew where to enter, entered into the vault, and one particular day they opened it, and well planned. Therefore, kusale pramatta, kusale, efficiently people are doing. You see, when we speak truth, we don't have to make any plan. But when telling lie, we have to think twice. Kisko kya kaha, inko kya kaha, what I said to Mr. A or Mr. B or Mr. C. Kusale pramatta. Yas tavat asya balvani ye jivitan. And these people, they have got a urge to stay or live in this world for a long period of time. A very powerful urge. That I should continue. And he says, O Lord, what you do? Sadda chinnanti nimisaya namasaste. And you cut their life. People go on accumulating, doing all this karma, nishiddha karma again and again. They think they will live for a very long time. But the kaal, Brahma is telling to the Lord, you are Kaal also. Kaal means the time, and you cut their life because they are doing all nisiddha karma. In Bhagavad Gita also it says, Kalosmi lokachaya krita pravriddha. When he was showing the Viswarupa, to Arjun. At that time, Arjun was seeing everybody entering into the mouth of the Lord. And he was frightened very much. Then at that time, he said, I am the Kala Prabhupada, I am the Kala. Everybody is entering into me. To that Lord, I salute.
यस्माद् विहेम्यहम् अपि द्विपरार्थदिष्ण्यम् अध्यासितः सकललोकनमस्कृतं यत् ते पेतपो बहुशव अरुरुत्समानः तस्मै नमो भगवते अधिमकाय तुभ्यम्
यस्माद् विहेम्यम् अहम् अपि आई एम आल्सो फ्राइटेड ब्रह्मा जी इज टेलिंग लॉर्ड परमात्मा दैट आई एम आल्सो फ्राइटेड. Why are you frightened? Dvipraardha disnam asita sakal loka namaskritam yat. My life is also limited. Dvipraardha. Dvipraardha means Brahmaji's life is 100 years, 50 years and 50 years. So I am also frightened because my life is also limited. Although adhyasita sakal loka namaskritam yat. But I am the substratum, or you can say the president of that Brahmalok. And what is that Brahmalok? Brahmalok is being, what you can say, glorified by all other loka, because the Brahmalok is the top. What are the higher lokas? Bhuva means interspace. Swa, swarga. The bhulok, we are at the bhulok now. Interspace, bhuva. In this space is pitraloka. Swa, swarga, devaloka. Then after that, mahar, jana, tapa and satyam. So Brahmaji says in the Satya Loka. And what are the lower lokas? Atal, Bital, Sutal, Mahatal, Rasatal, Talatal and Pata. These are the seven lower lokas and seven upper lokas. So the highest loka is Brahma Loka. Brahmaji is saying, I stay there. And all other lokas are inferior to me, they pay respect to me, but still I am frightened because I also have to go one day. And what is the time limit of Brahmaji? How much is that? 100 years. 100 years. How much is one day? 12 hours?
12 hours is 1000 chaturyuga.
1000 chaturyuga. How much is one chaturyuga? 4,32,000. 4,32,000 is Kali Yuga. 10 times of that. You always have to remember.
10 times.
432. 4 into 8 is equal to 32. You have to remember this way. 432,000 years. Multiplied by 10. Why multiply by 10?
Kali Yuga. Is
two times of that,
three times,
and Satyuga is four times. So 4 plus 3 plus 2 plus 1 is equal to 10 times. So 4,32,000 into 10 is equal to how much? 43,20,000 years is
12
hours. Then after that there is pralaya. Not all loka will go into dissolution. Only three lokas will go into dissolution. What are those lokas? Bhuvaswa. Bas, only three lokas. Mahajanatapa, they will stay. When they will end? Mahajanatapa and all that?
At the end of
100 years of Brahmaji. At that time, all lokas will end. So Brahmaji say, I am also frightened. Because my life is also dvipraardha. Dvipraardha means 50 years and 50 years, 100 years. I am afraid of time and you are the Lord of time. Therefore, it is said here, tape tapo bausvar rurat smana tasmai namo bhagavate dimakaya tubhyam. I also want to reach that abhayaprad. Therefore, I do the tapas. That means Brahmaji is also not abhayapad. Abhayapad means is not the final state. Brahmaji is also frightened of time, kal. And if you want to go beyond kal, what you have to do? Do the tapas. What is tapas? Manascha indriyanam cha ekagram paramam tapa. Mana and indriyani. Indriyani? How many indriyani do we have? Five Gyanendriya and five Karmendriya, 10. Plus mana. Ekagrayam. Ekagrayam is making it single-pointed. That is called paramam tapa. If you do this tapa, if you can bring all your senses and mind in a single-pointed devotion to the Lord, then you can reach that abhayapad. What is this abhayapad? Abhayapad is that you can reach to your Atman. You can reach to that consciousness. You can reach to that Brahman. Why it is called abhay? There are no two there. Brahman or Atman is only one. So there is no bhay. That is why it is called abhayapad. Where are we? We are in the bhay. Why? Because we see duality, plurality. Therefore, fear is always there. So Brahmaji is also frightened. He also wants to reach that abhayapad. Many people ask this question, are the devatas realized? Do you get? Is Brahmaji realized or not? He has to do the tapas. And he did tapas for how many years? 100 divya years is equal to 360,000 years he meditated. 360,000 human years he meditated, then he was able to see the Paramatma. So if we want to attain Abhayapad, Abhayapad means if you want to know our true nature, which is Atman, and Atman is equal to Brahman. What is the difference between Atman and Brahman?
Atman is conditioned by
Brahman conditioned by Upadhi is Atman. Upadhi and Atman unconditioned by body is Brahman. Yeah. Therefore, Atman is equal to Brahman. So knowing our true nature, Atman or Brahman, is one of the same thing. So tepe tapo bausavo rutsmana tasmai namo bhagavate dimukaya. So hum log bhi want to realize that state, we also have to do the tapa. And that is what we do in the meditation. Withdraw all your senses and mind, go beyond mind, you reach there. Where is Atman? What is the address? Where it is? In the mind. Always you remember it is in the mind. Reflection is in the antahkaran.
Tiryang manushya vibhudhadisu jiva yonishu atmechayatma kritasetu paripsayayah re me nirastaratirapya varuddha deha tasmai namo bhagavate purushottamaya.
My salutation to that Purushottam. Purushottam, Purushottam, the highest Purush. Oji, he said, you are Purna. You are Aptakam. You have got no desire. But still you come, still you act. In chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita also we studied, the Paramatma says, Lord Krishna says, I have nothing to take from this world, but still I act in this world. If I don't act, because I am the Shrestha, I am Bhagavan, everybody will follow me. Bhagavan chupchap baithe, hum bhi baithe rahe. Therefore I act. So that the people also seeing me, they should act. Many people ask, somebody asked in the Kindle Life class to discipline the children. Last Sunday only. How to discipline the children? I said, you have to discipline, the parents have to discipline themselves first. Because for the children, the parents or the teachers, they are role model. Whatever you do, they will imitate. If you don't discipline yourself and you expect the discipline from the children, it will never happen. So therefore, role model is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is saying, I have nothing to take from this world. Still, I am acting. But in order to maintain the dharma here in this world, he has to take forms. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. Whenever there is a decline in the dharma, he will come. Because it is his kingdom. If anything goes wrong, he has to come and set it right. Abhyutthana adharmasya tadatmam sijama. Abhyutthana, but I have to remove this adharma. Where dharma stays? Is it outside or inside? It is inside. I cannot bring one pataka and one flag and on this is Hindu dharma. This Chinmay Mission, Chicago, this is Hindu dharma. No. Dharma is inside. So Lord will come and tell, this is dharma. If you don't follow, what will happen? Lord tried his best to convince Kauravas, you are on the adharma path. Follow the dharma. They didn't agree. What happened after that? All adharmic people were. The same thing we do in our country also. Somebody has killed somebody, that is adharma. So what is done after that? Either the life term or he jang. Maro. Same way the Lord also do the same thing. Paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya cha duskritam. He will come and protect the people who are following the right ways. Vinasaya cha duskritam. The wicked people, he will destroy them. Dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuga yuga. Dharma sansthapanartha for establish the righteousness again. Dharma should be there. Sambhavami yuge yuge. There is no time written. If it is required that his presence is required in 2017, he will come in December. Again it is required in 2018 January. He will come again. No time limit. After so many years he will come. Not like that. Sambhavami yuge yuge. So how he comes? So he takes many forms. Different form for different work. He takes the form of bird, beast, human being, gods and other form. That is why you have seen the many avatar, na? Matsya avatar, Varaha avatar. According to Narsimha avatar, according to the requirement, he will take a form and again he will establish the righteousness, dharma and go away.
Yoya vidyaya nupahato pi dasardha vritya निद्रामुवाहु जठरीकृतलोकयात्रः अन्तर्जले अहिकशिपुस्पर्शानुकूलाम् भीमोर्मिमालिनीजनस्य सुखं ब्रिविन्वन्।
य अविद्या अनुपतोऽपि दशार्धवृत्त्या, हाउ इज दिस लॉर्ड, इन हिम देर इज नो अविद्या, अविद्याम अनुपहतपि, इन दैट लॉर्ड देर इज नो अविद्या। हु हैज गॉट द अविद्या? जीव। What is this avidya? How it expresses this avidya? It expresses in five klesas, five type of klesa. Who will tell me? Avidya, raag, dvesh, teen.
That is no.
Ahankar, right? What is the technical word for that? Asmita.
Yes.
Avidya, asmita,
raag,
dvesh, and the fifth one. Avinivesh, avinivesh. Avinivesh means the fear of death. So this avidya expresses how? First is the avidya, the ignorance of our own true nature. When we say avidya in our spiritual parlance, it means not knowing our true nature. Asmita. Asmita means ahankar. This is also a wrong notion. Ahankar vimudatma karta hamiti manyate. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, ahankar vimudatma. Bhagavan also says that you are not only mood, you are vimud, vishes rupena mood. You have done PhD in mood. Ahankar vimudatma karta hamiti manyate. You are thinking you are the doer. Prakriti is the doer. This we will be discussing in our next Bhagavad Gita class in Hindi day after tomorrow. Who is the doer? Is the Atma doer or Anatma doer or the Jeev is doer? Who is the doer? That will be discussed in that class. If you are interested to know, come there. Ahankar vimudatma karta amiti manyate. Now it is said, nidram ubahu. You were in the nidra. In the causal water, Lord is sleeping. And what about the jiva? Jathari krita lokaya atra. Jathari. What is jathari? In the belly of the womb. Krita loka. All this loka. All the jiva. All are in the Lord. When? In the Pralayakal. In the Pralayakal, after the 12 hours of work of Brahmaji, after the day, then 12 hours is the sleep. At that time, these three lokas are not there. And after 100 years of life, all 14 lokas are not there. What happens to the jeev then? If the journey ends there? No. The jeev will continue. After one Brahma, another Brahma will come. After that, another Brahma will come. The jeev journey will continue till he gets realization. Now tell me when our journey started. We don't know. Millions of lives, millions of years we are traveling. One after another. So what happens in the Pralayakal, in the 12-hour night of Brahmaji, or after 100 years of Brahmaji, all the jivas, they come in the subtle form. What is the subtle form? Subtle form. Like you see, this is a paper. This is gross form. What is inside here gone? Not the paper. It's a thought. Thought is subtle. So all the jivas in the thought form, they are all in the Jatari. In the Paramatma. Are they Sukhi or Dukhi there? They are Sukhi there. They are Sukhi. For two reasons. One is because they are associated with the Paramatma. Number two, the sorrow giving sansari is not there. All the lokas has gone. And we have already seen who gives us sorrow? Anatma. That anatma is not there, number one. The gross world is not there. Number two, this when you are associated with the Lord, you get the sukh only. Every night, the mind is not there. We all enjoy sukh. So therefore, at that time, jasakit loka yata antar jale aik sipus prasad kulam vimor na janani dhanasya sukam vivarna. How was the Lord lying in? He was lying in the cosmic water. Cosmic water and the waves. Bhim urmi malinam. Bhim, huge waves are rising there. But Lord is sleeping there on the Sesh Sahya. Ahir, Sesh Nag Sahya is sleeping there. And all the jivas are inside his belly. And they are all enjoying. And Janasya Sukha Virvarna. And they are enjoying Sukha. Janasya Sukha. They are enjoying Sukha there. So whenever we are associated with the Lord, the sukha will come. Joy will come. Whenever we are associated with anatma, sukha will come. Anatma will dukkha will come.
Yannavi padma bhavanadhamasamidya lokatrayopakarano yadanukrahena tasmai namasta udarastha bhavaya yoga nidravasana vikasannalinekshanaya.
Yat navi padma bhavanat aham asidya. I have come out of the navi kamal of a Paramatma. From your navi kamal I have come out. Lokatrayopakarano yadupanagrahena. How? For creating the world. How many were? Loka Traya.
Three.
Which three? Bhuvasva. Now you got it. This is the indication here. That means he is talking here about the night of Brahmaji. It's not the end of 100 years. Loka, at the end of 100 years, what will happen? All 14 lokas will end, dissolve. But now here he is saying lokatraya. That means at the end of the day of Brahmaji or at the end of the night of Brahmaji, these three lokas will come. Yadanukrena tasmai namasta. I prostrate to that Lord. Namasta. Udarastha bhavaya. Everything is udarastha. Now you are chairastha. Where is that the whole creation? Udarastha. It is there. How? In very subtle form. And after that, it will manifest. Udarastha bhava, yoga nidra avasan. You were in the yoga nidra. Now that yoga nidra is ending. Yoga nidra is ending. In pranayama class, they teach yoga nidra, you know. So, yeah. Think about this way, the yog nidra. Shavasana. Yog nidra. So your yog nidra is now coming to end. As if the Lord is slowly starting opening his eyes. Yog nidra is now ending. To that Paramatma, I salute.
Soyam samasta jagatam sruhideka atma sattvena jan yan mrijayate bhagavan bhagena tenaiva medrisham manu prishatadyatham srakshyami purvavadidam pranata priyosau.
Soyam samasta jagatam sruhideka atma. You are the well-wisher or the friend of the whole world. Ek atma. Truly speaking, he is only the well-wisher. Nobody else. The same thing in Bhagavad Gita also is said, Aham Atma Gurakesa Sarva Bhutasa Stita. I am that Atma who is in each and every being, Sarva Bhuta, not Sarva Manusya, Sarva Bhuta Stita. And this Bhuta can be inert or sentient. So the inert and sentient in both places is there. How is there? How will you prove that the inert also is there?
Isness.
And in the living beings, the knowledge aspect comes. So this Atma, Sattvena Yarmirate Bhagavan Bhagena. And you shower grace on those people who surrender to you. You are the protector. Whosoever comes and surrenders to you, you protect him. It was said in Bhagavad Gita also, na Devi Esa Gunmai Mammaya Durataya Mamavi Prapadanti. If you surrender to me, then what will I am? Maya Metam Tarantite. I will remove the Maya from his life. So what we have to do? Surrender. Bas. That thing we have to do, surrender. Tenaiva me drisam anuspristata aham. Give me that the same vijam, the wisdom, power by which I can give the joy to all the creatures who will come into existence. Give me that power. Ultimate power is coming from that Lord only. Trakshami purvavidam pranata priyosaso. I want to create the whole creation as before. Purva. It was there. So creation was there during the daytime of the Brahmaji. After that it was a dissolution. Dissolution after that, now Brahmaji born. I was also sleeping. I have forgotten everything. Now you give me that vision, that wisdom, so that I can create the whole world again. Why you want to create the whole world again? Because I want to give the joy to all the people who will be coming. Therefore, the creation is, the field is to be created, the body is to be given. So you give me that wisdom. Please shower your grace on me.
Esa prapanna varado ramayatma shaktya yadyat karishyati grihata guna avatarah tasmin swavikrama midam srijato pichetah yunjita karma shamalam cha yatha vijayam.
Esa prapanna varado rasayatma shaktya. You shower your grace. Whosoever surrenders to you, you shower your grace. Whatever he desires, you fulfill it. But now I am going to proceed to create this universe. For what purpose? Nothing but the exhibition of your power. This creation is not, I am creating the whole thing so that you will be taking many avatars. You need the creation for your lila also. You require it. Therefore, O Lord, shower me grace, give me the wisdom so that I can create this thing. And one more thing I want to tell you, that yunjita karma samalam na yatha bijamam, I may not get attached to this. He knows the crux of the question, problem. What is the crux of the whole problem? People get attached. He knows I don't want to get attached. I am going to create the whole world, 14 lokas. Then after some time I will also say, who created the 14 lokas? Then he will also become Bimura. So he don't want to become Bimura. Before creation he is saying, please give me that strength so that I don't get attached to the creation. I know because of you the whole creation is going, because you are giving the blueprint also. I have got no idea now. I have forgotten. You give me the wisdom. You give me the intelligence. And who is giving the material? Material also he is giving. Pancha Mahabhut is also coming from him. I should not get attached to it, but we get attached. किसने घर बनाया?
अहंकार आता है।
अरे आपने तो एक कांटी नहीं तो उसमें लगाया। You did not even hit one nail into it. All the people, all the workers that came, they brought this whole this structure, different type of things. Many people contributed. You might have paid him. That is another thing. Building was made by somebody else, but you said. We take the credit of also our children. Kaun laya? Mera bachcha hai. Think who is creating on the home, and that dirty place, dark place, there is no space, he is creating such a brilliant thing. And we say, nah, this is mera hai. He created and we say, well, this is mera hai.
Nabhiradadiha satombhasi asya pumsaha vijnana shaktirahamasamananta shaktehe rupam vichitram idamasra vivinvatome mariri shishta nigamasya giram visargaha.
Nabhiradadiha satombhasi asya pumsaham. I sprang from your nabhi. Vijnana Shakti Ramasasanam Ananta Shakti, and I am the presiding deity of the Mahat Tattva. Mahat Tattva is the total intelligence. I came from you only. What was the first manifestation? Mahat Tattva. After that?
Ahankar.
After that? Tanmatra. So Mahat Tattva, he says, I am the Supreme, I am the Lord of Mahat Tattva. And then now, Rupam Vichitram Idamasya Vibhunatome. Now I am proceeding to bring this multifarious things, Vichitra, wonderful this creation I am going to create. Mari Rishta Nigamasya Giram Visarga. May not my utterance of the Veda fail. I should always remember you. Because you gave me that power, you are the ultimate source. May I not forget you. I may utter the whole Vedas again and again so that I remember he is the cause, he is the cause, he is the cause.
So Savadavra Karuno Bhagavan Vivritha Premasmitena Nayanamburuham Vijrimhan Uttaya Vishwa Vijayaya Chano Vishadam Madhvagirapanayatat Purushav Puranaha.
Purusha Purana, you are the most ancient. Purusha Purana. You are the first one. Purusha Purana. Be please open. Prema smitena nayanam buruho bijambana. Please open your eyes and smile. Smitena. What will happen with that? If you open your eyes and with the love, smitten with the love, you shower grace on us. Please open your eyes. Rise from your bed in the shape of serpent god. Uthaya Vishwa Vijayaya No Vishadam. Please rise up for the creation of the universe and dispel our ignorance by the words of your wisdom. Please dispel our ignorance by the word of wisdom. Ignorance can be removed only by knowledge. That is what Brahmaji is saying. Remove our ignorance by... So after this, Brahmaji kept quiet. His prayer is over. Now Bhagwan will say. What Bhagwan will say, we'll take up in our next class. When is going to be the next class?
Are we doing it on the 9th?
Next week.
We are going on 18th to Minneapolis.
We are going to Minneapolis.
January, can we have ninth class? Because you are coming back on 3rd.
Third.
So on 9th we can have it.
Yes, on the 9th of Jan will be the next class.